Hi friends, this is Compassion Podcast. On the 21st of May, we will have a short online program called Night of Compassion. And we want to invite you to that program. The program will begin at 8 p.m. Beijing time. You can keep the date and you can invite your friends. Remember that God is your Father. See you at the Night of Compassion.
Welcome to Compassion's audio podcast. This podcast shows the compassionate and the loving heart of God through Jesus Christ. You don't have to run away from God, but you can come close to Him. Jesus tasted death for everyone in all the world. And He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Enjoy the message.
Coming up on Compassion Podcast.
Sometimes we take what we have for granted. Sometimes, instead of complaining about the little we have, we can thank God for the little we have. And that is where the miracle is. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, think on these things. Because we are united with Christ, what has happened to us? God has blessed us with every kind of spiritual blessing, every type of spiritual blessing. Sometimes we forget these important truths and focus on the temporary challenges we are facing. Looking at these truths, we cannot but appreciate our life. Verse 5 again, allow me. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is the part that is so sweet in my mouth and I keep thinking about it. This is so beautiful. This is what He wanted to do. Oh, this is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. Ah. Hallelujah. Verse 6. So we praise God. Oh, I like this. So we praise God for the glorious grace. See how He qualifies this grace? So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. That is why it is so wonderful to be born again. That is why it is so wonderful to have Christ in your life. That is why it's so wonderful to be in Christ. One more time. So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. Don't forget this. The Bible says God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. See, this glorious grace, He has poured this glorious grace on us because we belong to His dear Son. Look at verse 7. He is so rich. Who? God is so rich. Pause. He is so rich. And who is this God? He is my Father and He is your Father. Your Father in heaven is so rich. He is my Father. He is so rich. He is so rich. God is so rich. Allow this to sink in. It should give us a thinking. Even how we walk in this life. God is so rich. Okay, verse 7. God is so rich in kindness. And God is so rich in grace. That He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son. And forgave our sins. Verse 8. Verse 8, this is the last verse for what you're talking about. He has showered His kindness on us. Oh, along with all wisdom. Beautiful. He has showered His kindness on us along with all wisdom, along with all understanding. Who can do this? Only God can do this. Why? because he is gracious, he is merciful, he is kind, he is love, so he can do this. That is who he is. Nothing in this world can compare to these truths. Nothing. The revelation and the thinking that these scriptures, these verses bring, can really shape our thinking, can really shape our perspective. Sometimes, we forget these important truths and focus on the temporary challenges we are facing. But these truths are the things that shape and change our circumstances. Yes, what God did through his son Jesus Christ is what has effect on our circumstances. We are not saying what you're facing is not real, but what we are saying is this: God, through his son Jesus Christ, has already finished it all before you came on the scene, before I came on the scene. The Bible says the works were finished from the foundation of the world. God saw our need for redemption and sent his son Jesus Christ. This is love. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the next verse says that, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This is love. This is amazing love. When you think on the goodness of God, it will help you have the right perspective when you think on the goodness of God. And also, when you think on the goodness of God, it helps you to release your faith in God. Allow me to show you a scripture. Let's look at the goodness God wants to do for you. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 33. Let's look at verse 6 to verse 9. Jeremiah 33, verse 6 to verse 9. And let's read from ESV, verse 6. This is God talking. Behold, I will bring to it health. This is the word God is giving to Judah. God is giving to Israel. And it's also for the new covenant people. It's also for us. It's also for us. So where you say, I'll bring to it, is us. So let's read it this way. Behold, I'll bring to you health and healing. One more time. Behold, I'll bring to you health and healing. God knows that some of his people need healing bodily. God knows some of his people need financial healing. He knows some of his people need academic healing. He knows that some of his people need family healing. God says, I'll bring to you health and healing, and I will heal them. How many times do you want to say this? And I will heal them and reveal to them. And I will heal you and reveal to you abundance of prosperity and abundance of security. Only God can talk like this. Only God. And I will heal you and reveal to you abundance of prosperity and security. Mind you, no word from God is empty of power. As long as God has uttered it, it is going to perform exactly what he has purposed. Verse 7, I will restore the fortunes of Judah and the fortunes of Israel, also refers to us. Said, I will restore it and rebuild them as they were at first. So we can say, literally, he was referring to Judah and Israel, but it's also for the new covenant people. Verse 8, I will cleanse them. Cleanse you. He will cleanse me. God says, I will cleanse them from all the guilt of their sin against me. Wow. One more time. I will cleanse them from all the guilt of their sin against me. And then God says again, I will forgive all the guilt of their sin and rebellion against me. He said all, not some, all. means all. Isn't God good? One more, verse 9. And this city, he's referring to you as a city. Okay, don't forget, Judah, Israel. Still spiritually, still talking to the new covenant people. And this city shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and a glory before all the nations of the earth. These nations of the earth, who shall hear of all the good that I do for them? Mind you, God will give good because he is good. He said, David said, his goodness and his mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Over here, God is saying, and this city shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and a glory before all the nations of the earth, who shall hear of all the good that I do for them, all the good. They shall fear and tremble. Oh, why are they going to be afraid? And why are they going to tremble? Listen to this part. They shall fear and tremble because of all the good and all the prosperity I will provide for it. Hallelujah. He said he's going to give us a lot of goodness, a lot of prosperity. In fact, all goodness, all prosperity. He said he's going to give us all his goodness, all his prosperity, and this will make us fear and tremble. Isn't God good? What we just read, this prophecy was fulfilled when Jesus came, died, and rose again. Now we can get it. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's great to be born again, brothers and sisters. It's wonderful. It is the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. See that? You know, when you think and ponder on the goodness of God, your faith in him becomes active. When your faith in God is released, God's power is activated. You will see him show up. You will see him giving you more. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Unlike the Passion Translation of this verse, please let's go to Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Let's just look at something beautiful there. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, the Passion Translation, the Passion. Are you there? Verse 20. Never doubt God's mighty power. He is telling you, if you want to doubt anything in this world, don't doubt God's mighty power. Never doubt God's mighty power. Never doubt it. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve, we are still reading verse 20, the Passion Translation. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest requests, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. Isn't this wonderful? This is a beautiful scripture. He said, God will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request. More than my greatest request. God will achieve infinitely more than my greatest request. My greatest request. More than that. Do you have great requests to ask of God? God Almighty will give you more than that. Is this in the Bible? God will again achieve infinitely more than your unbelievable dream. The dream that you think it is so unbelievable that you can't share with people, because when you share with people, they might say you are crazy and they might say this thing is not possible. Whatever the dream is, God is saying that he will achieve infinitely more than our unbelievable dreams. And he will exceed our wildest imagination. If we think we've had a wild imagination, that we think it is out of this world and that it can't be done, God is saying that he will exceed our wildest imagination. Then he says, God will outdo them all. I see this in the Bible, the Passion Translation. God will outdo them all. Oh, God. Then the next line takes it to another phase. He says, he will outdo them all because his miraculous power constantly energizes you, energizes me, constantly. Whether we feel like it or we don't feel like it, constantly it is working. It is working. It is working. Constantly, God's miraculous power constantly energizes you, energizes me. Hallelujah.
We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. This is Compassion Podcast. On the 21st of May, we will have a short online program called Night of Compassion. We want to invite you to that program. The program will begin at 8 p.m. Beijing time. You can keep the date and you can invite your friends. Remember that God is your Father. See you at the Night of Compassion.
That was the first part. If we can think on some of these beautiful truths, it can really give us a good perspective in life. The second thing is this. We can also think about the things God has given us in the natural. You can think about the things God has given you in the natural. The opportunities, the privileges, the jobs, and other good things God has given us. Sometimes we take what we have for granted. Sometimes we don't really value what we have until we lose it. We don't value our parents until we lose them. And then we begin to regret that we could have valued them more. Please, don't take for granted the family, the friends, the opportunities God has blessed you with. If you are in a hurry in life, you'll be so stressed and you'll fail to appreciate the gift of today. You will lose your joy and you will lose your ability to be happy every day of the week. We don't have to rush in life. We don't have to be in a hurry. It's all about keeping things in perspective. Things may not go in the pace we want them, but it's the wrong perspective to think I will never make it. That's the wrong perspective. The right perspective is to think God is for me and he is supplying all of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Remember the time God showed up at midnight hour and made a way where there was no way. Remember the time he kept you from evil. Remember the time he protected you from that accident. Remember the time he had you at the right place at the right time and you got the scholarship. You got a job. You were promoted. Remember the time the medical report said you wouldn't make it, but your health suddenly turned around. Remember the fact that you have a healthy life, healthy children, roof over your head, a loving spouse if you're married. I'm just saying, remember the good things God has done for you. A man was very down and discouraged, so he went to see his pastor. And then he said this to his pastor. He said, nothing in my life is going right. I have no reason to be excited, no reason to be thankful. So the pastor said, all right, let's do some little exercise. So the pastor took out his pad and drew a line. So he said, let's list all your assets on this side, all the things that are right in your life. On the other side, we will list all your challenges, all the things that are bothering you. So when the pastor said this, the man laughed. And then the man said, I have nothing on my asset side. I have nothing. The pastor said, okay, that's fine. But let's go through the exercise. So the pastor started. I'm sorry to hear that your wife has passed away. The man looked up and said, Pastor, sorry, but what are you talking about? My wife didn't pass away. She is alive and healthy. The minister calmly said, oh, okay. Then he wrote down under assets, healthy wife. Next, the minister said, I'm so sorry to hear that your house was burned down. The man said, my house didn't burn down. The pastor calmly said, oh, place to live. And then he added it to the asset. The pastor said again, I'm so sorry to hear that you were laid off from work. Then the man said, I'm sorry, pastor, but where are you getting all these things from? I have a good job. The minister wrote, oh, good job, under the list of assets. Then the man asked the pastor, when he finally began to catch exactly what was going on, he asked the pastor, can I see the list? After looking it over, the man added a dozen more assets that he had been taking for granted instead of being grateful for them. The man left the pastor's office with a much different attitude. There is a hymn that says that count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. I just want to ask you this simple question, just a simple one. Have you thanked God lately for your family? Have you thanked God lately for your friends? Have you thanked God lately for Compassion Podcast? Have you thanked God lately for your scholarships, for your job, for your health, for the opportunities He has given you? Or are you complaining about your life, what you don't have? See troubles, see challenges, see the pressures of life with a fresh pair of eyes. Our perspectives in life are so important. What you see isn't everything. Don't be blinded by what you see. Learn not to complain. We should see challenges, troubles, and problems the way God sees them. The biggest thing in the whole universe is this: God is for you. One more time. God is for you. The best thing that can happen to you is God being for you. God is for you because He loves you. And then the Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for me, why should I complain? The challenge at hand is not big for God, so why should I lose my joy and my peace? He'll take care of them for me, and that is what He told us to do. He said, casting all of your cares, all of your worries, all of your anxieties, all of your concerns upon Him, because He cares for you affectionately and He cares about you watchfully. That is what He told us to do. We won't stop complaining overnight, but as we keep learning and training ourselves not to complain, we will start to appreciate and focus on the good things of life. In fact, we will start to appreciate our God-given lives. One thing to keep in your heart as a child of God is this: God Almighty is for me. And if He is for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. If you are listening and you want to receive this wonderful Jesus into your heart, this wonderful Savior into your life, please pray this prayer after me. Say, dear God, I thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to come and die for me. I believe in my heart that you raised Him from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord over my life from today. I receive your eternal life now. I ask you to give me your Holy Spirit to come and dwell in me now. Thank you, Father, for loving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. If you prayed that simple prayer, God heard you, and you are now a son or daughter of God. Welcome to this great family. God bless you.
Thank you for downloading this podcast. If you were helped in any way by this episode, please give us a review and subscribe to receive latest messages like these. If you want to contact us on a personal level, please send us an email to the email address in the description below. We would love to hear from you. Keep on hearing and keep on growing. And remember that God is your Father. Stay tuned for the next episode.